Lesson 4. Listening A.
The demand for travel has grown considerably in recent years. The preferred means of transport is still the private motor car. In all, car and van travel accounts for 86% of passenger traveling distance within Great Britain. Car ownership has also risen significantly. In all, 70% of households in Great Britain use regularly one or more cars. 25% have two or more cars. Traffic management schemes are used in many urban areas to reduce overcrowding, to create a better environment, and improve road safety. Although Great Britain has one of the highest densities of road traffic in the world, it has a good record on safety, with one of the lowest road accident death rates in the European Union. The rail passenger network in Britain comprises a fast inner-city network linking the main centers of Great Britain, local shopping services, and commuter services in and around large cities, especially London and southeast England. Rail services have been further improved by the Channel Tunnel, linking Britain's 16,500-kilometer rail network to that of the European mainland. London Underground operates services on 392 kilometers of railway, of which about 170 kilometers are underground. The system has 245 stations, and a further extension is under construction. About 832 million passenger journeys were made on London Underground trains last year. 57 million passenger trips are made by sea within Britain and between Britain and the rest of the world. Almost all the passengers who arrived at or departed from British ports traveled to or from the continent of Europe or the Irish Republic. Pleasure cruises from British ports are also very popular. Air travel has risen considerably in recent years. Over 147 million people fly over Britain's airports, 115 million of whom go abroad. Some 113 million passengers traveled on scheduled services and 34 million on charter flights.